The Duke started to speak, but Karen went on heedless. I swear to you, my lord, that if we had known anything definite, if we had been able to tell who or what was the source of that evil that tainted your lands and gossiped against you at court, we would have told you. The Duke settled back in his chair. Pox noticed that the remaining captains were rigid in theirs. But, Karen went on, without the right to come here and investigate, we could do nothing. I don't know if you believe prayer to have any power, but I tell you that at the Granges at Burningmead and Stilldale, prayers for you and your company were offered at every service. We of Gird, and sensible nobles of the council, well knew that you and you alone stand between Saya and the northern wastes, and what comes out of them.
You could have said something, muttered Krakolnia.
The Duke shot him a look, but did not speak. Karen cocked her head.
Could we? Think about it, Captain. How well would you have listened had I come or sent my yeoman marshal to tell you that something undefined but something was wrong in your cohort or the stronghold, if I had seen the traitor, your steward, Veneristimon, wasn't it? Krakolnia and the others nodded. If I had seen him, I might have known. But how to convince you?
Prayer, muttered the Duke. Karen gave a tight smile. Just prayer, my lord. But Gird has more weapons than one in his belt. And he sent a fine sword. She nodded at Pox.
True enough, the Duke sighed, leaning back in his chair. With all respect, Karen, I would talk to the Marshal General about this.
Indeed.
Even though I was wrong to be angry before, still the Girdsmen make mistakes.
Karen laughed.
My Lord Duke, our legends say that even Gird himself made mistakes. We are but human. The Marshal General admitted one to you herself. But we all fight, as best we know, against the powers of evil. We all try to strengthen our realm, whether steading or grange, in anything good.
Yes, well. The Duke paused. Pox, watching, noticed a grayer tinge to his face. She glanced at Arkelin, who met her eyes and nodded. He stood and moved behind the Duke's chair.
My lord, I must remind you of the surgeon's orders. Nonsense, we have guests.
Marshal Karen, Arkelin went on. The surgeons made me promise to remind the Duke of their opinion, if you will excuse him.
Certainly.
Karen looked concerned.
Should I call the Marshal General?
No. Pox will fetch a surgeon.
Viniet is upstairs, Captain.
Good. The Duke started to protest, then subsided, leaning heavily on the arm of his chair.
Ter's gut, Arkelin.
Excuse me, Marshal. It's just a mere cut, I know. I know as well that you were hardly in your bed enough to warm it before going back to work. And if we're truly, as the Marshal says, the one bar to the northern troubles, then we've no desire to lose you, my lord.
Pox did not witness the Duke's meeting with the Marshal General in his study late that day. They were closeted for several hours. She spent the time talking with Ambirion. He had been called to a border fort along the south border of Fintha, and had spent the summer convincing farmers in the area that they could indeed repel the mountain-dwelling robbers.
Though most of those robbers were poor folk enough, said Ambirion thoughtfully. Some years back, they'd left a barony in a mountain valley because of the great cruelty of the baron. There in the heights, they could not grow enough food for themselves, and when they lost weapons in hunting, could replace them only by raiding. Some of them would be glad enough to settle in the farmlands, if